reason that boys are out of sync with school today. Kindergarten is the old second grade, folks. We have a serious compression of the curriculum happening out there. When you're three, you better be able to write your name legibly, or else we'll consider it a developmental delay. By the time you're in first grade, you should be able to read paragraphs of text with maybe a picture, maybe not, in a book of maybe 25 to 30 pages. If you don't, we're probably going to be putting you into a Title I special reading program. And if you ask Title I teachers, they'll tell you they've got about four or five boys for every girl that's in their program in the elementary grades. The reason that this is a problem is because the message that boys are getting is you need to do what the teacher asks you to do all the time. All right? The teacher's salary depends on No Child Left Behind and Race to the Top and accountability and testing and all of this. So she has to figure out a way to get all of these boys through this curriculum and girls. This compressed curriculum is bad for all active kids. And what happens is she says, please, sit down, be quiet, do what you're told, follow the rules, manage your time, focus, be a girl. That's what she tells them. Indirectly, that's what she tells them. And so this is a very serious problem. Where is it coming from? It's coming from us. Right? We want our babies to read when they are 6 months old. Have you seen the ads? We want to live in Lake Wobegon where every child is above average. Right? But what this does to our children is really not healthy. It's not developmentally appropriate, and it's particularly bad for boys. So what do? We need to meet them where they are. We need to put ourselves into boy culture. We need to change the mindset of acceptance in boys in elementary schools. More specifically, we can do some very specific things. We can design better games.